Chairman, Stephen Mayne, shareholder. This is the same room where PASMIGO had their last AGM, Australia's most famous hedging collapse, so I don't want to get lynched asking this, but your comments about copper and zinc and the fundamentals, Owen's comments, and the fact that they're going to rise forever and then some, probably don't really apply as much to gold because of the consumption patterns with gold and the 80 tonnes that the Australian Reserve Bank's got and all the other hundreds of tonnes sitting in central banks around the world. So my question is, even though our hedging gene has been removed, given that gold is at seemingly stupid prices, wouldn't it make sense to be at least a little bit flexible on hedging and just take a view and say, well, if it goes through 700, we'll hedge 10%? Because there's every chance gold could go back to 500 and we'll sit here in a year's time and say, if only we'd hedged. So I agree, everyone's gone, companies have gone broke, but are we a little bit flexible on something like gold, which just seems to be getting swept along by the bubble, which is driven by more fundamental issues in many other metals?
Well, you might know more about the gold market than I do, but I can't predict the price. There are plenty of people in the industry who are talking, well, Owen's a conservative, 640 plus. I mean, it's $1,000 and others running around. And thank God we didn't take that conservative position a few years ago when it was much lower on the day and say, oh, we'll take a little bit of hedging, we'll take a bit of this, because it really hurts. And have a look at some of the companies now that have very big burdens that are way out of the money. As a philosophy, we like to take some of the risk on price because we do believe in the future at the minute, for the fundamentals. We think the exposure to price has served us very well. We are not ideologically driven, however, and every period now and then we'll sit around the board table and say, well, how do we see the future and how do we see what our shareholders would like us to do in laying off some risk? The banks, of course, would love us to take hedging. They make money out of it, win, lose or draw. So what we've done when we've tried to protect downside for them is not in fact lock us into a price, but to buy some options which protect the downside but leave us with the exposure to the upside.